हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगराधर श्रीवासरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So songs of the Acharya, Prarthana, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then we are in song 3 of giving up things that are renunciation of conduct unfavorable to pure devotion. Song 3. Vishaya vimudha ar mayavadi jan bhakti shunya duhe prana dhare akaran. One who is intoxicated by worldly affairs of sense gratification, as well as one who subscribes to impersonal philosophy, both maintain their lives uselessly, for they are devoid of devotion to you. Because for the soul, unless they're doing something that actually connects their relationship with the Lord, it's useless for the soul. The soul may identify with it, but it actually doesn't do anything for the soul. There's no benefit. You know, it's just like you're seeing someone else do something and they're getting a benefit or not, and so therefore your emotions are, you're becoming happier or not depending upon how you view the person, you know. So then you know, if you like them, then they get you're happy, or if they don't like them, if they don't get you're happy, whatever. But for this, for you, you're not getting anything. There's no substance there. So it's the same principle, though, because of identity we think we are. So the same way is we think we're getting everything with, okay, the friends, relatives, my house, my possessions, all these things. But for the soul, there's nothing, because the soul will move on to the next life, and all that will be left behind. So the soul got nothing. You know, it's just like, let's say, okay, you go out, work really hard today, you'll make a lot, you'll be very famous and all that, and once you get it, after 5 minutes, it's taken away. And then you say, okay, yeah, now go back, you work hard, you can get all that, you know. And you'd say, that's a waste of time. But because we identify with the body and all that, we don't notice that this lifetime goes and that's all lost. And so therefore, for the soul who's eternal, it's a waste of time. You know, maybe 50, 100 years, but in eternity, that's nothing. So therefore the karmis and yogis, I mean karmis and jnanis, they waste of time. E dui sangha nata nahoi amar prarthana kore ami charana tomar. I pray at your lotus feet, O Lord, that I may be spared the company of these two kinds of people. Yeah, so it means I don't have to associate. It means you're dealing and all that, but I don't necessarily have to, either as less as possible I have to deal, or I don't have to associate as such. They may be in the same place doing the this and this, but I don't have to interact or, you know, listen to them and, you know, espouse their particular views. You know. Se duera madhye vishaya tabu balo mayavadi sangha nahi mage kono kalo. Yet of the two, the association of the worldly man is better. I never covet the company of a mayavadi. In other words, both are bad, but of them the my body's worse, because then your relationship with the Lord is destroyed. The other one, you simply have to add the Lord to what's there and then change that they're doing for themselves, they're doing for Krishna. But the Maya bodies, they do nothing for themselves, they do nothing for Krishna. You know. Vishayi Hridaya Jabe Sadhu Sangapai Anayase Labe Bhakti Bhaktera Kripai. When by chance the hearts of worldly persons come into contact with your saintly devotees, they easily attain devotion by the mercy of the devotees. Mayavada dosha jara hridaye pashilo kutarke hridaya tara vajra sama belo. But the heart, which is penetrated by the offensive influence of impersonal philosophy, becomes as hard as a thunderbolt by degraded sophistry. So for them, yeah, it means it's so-called sophistry, like they become very sophisticated and all that, but it's atheistic. It's not based on any. Bhaktira, Sorupa, Aro, Vishaya, Ashroy, Mayavari, Anitya, Boliya, Shab, Koi. The Mayavadi declares that the true form of bhakti, its object, Sri Krishna, and its possessor, the devotee, are all illusory, all transitory and thus illusory. Diktara, Krishna Seva, Shravana, Kirtan, Sang Krishna, Anga, Ange, Vajra, Hane, Tara, Stavan. Fie on this pretense of so-called service to Krishna. Fie on his pretense of so-called. Fie on his pretense of engaging in so-called hearing and chanting of Krishna's glories. His recitation of prayer strikes the body of Krishna with blows more cruel than thunderbolts. Footnote 30. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan writes in his commentary to Bhagavad Gita 7:15. Under the influence of Maya, others take shelter of the demoniac mentality and propound a theory of an entity which is conscious itself without qualities, form, activities, or thoughts. With their arrows, these demons pierce my body, which gives everyone else bliss. Similarly, these persons try to break my body using logic with statements like, God has no qualities, even though my body is famous in the scriptures as being eternal and conscious. The manifestation of such intelligence is caused by Maya. So it's demoniac. Demoniac simply means not about, it's not theistic. So anything, what's theistic, that's considered daiva. What's against theism, that's what's the other. And so within that, you'll have those who are committed to that non-theistic approach and those who are innocent. They don't know. They just happen to be there. So you preach to them. But those other ones that are getting no use, you just leave it. Mayavada sama bhakti pratikula nai, ata eva mayavadi sangha nahi chai. There's no philosophy in the world as antagonistic to devotional service as the impersonal Mayavad philosophy. Therefore, I do not even desire the association of a Mayavadi. And so it's just nothing. Bhakti vinoda mayavada dura kori, Vaishnavara Sangete Vaishe Namashraya Dhori. Bhakti Vinod drives away the philosophy of impersonalism and sits safely in the society of Vaishnavas under the shelter of your holy name. It's so nice, the poetry.
Right?
Yeah, so this is the poetry is supposed to bring out these things, like you're saying. It's just very, the presentation is nice, it just makes it very sweet and pleasant to understand. But if it's used just for its sweetness and all that, but the content is not, then, Song 4. Amito Swananda Sukha Da Bashi Radhika Madhava Charana Dasi. Oh, I am a resident of Swananda Sukha Kunja and a maidservant of the lotus feet of Radhika and Madhava. Right? So we saw first, I just give up everything that has nothing to do with Krishna, bad association, not doing things in connection and all that. Right? Then he brings it up. What's the next one? It's about anything that's not connected to the Lord, I'll give up. Like that. You just give up all these, these bogus philosophy, all this and that. Then we establish, ourselves, and we give up all things unfavorable. Now we see of that we're giving up just the principle of associating with the karmis and jnanis, and especially the mayavadis. But now that's the difference between there and here. In other words, when you give up any attachment to the mayavad, then this song becomes relevant. Otherwise, if not, just because, you can talk about it, Duhara milane ananda kori, duhara viyoge dukete mari. I happily rejoice at the union of the divine couple, and in their separation I die in utter anguish. But so this is the proper use of, it was so intense I died, that they use nowadays.
Yeah.
This is the real, the original. Shaki stali nahi hedi nayane dekile shai byake paraye mane. I never look at the area in Braj called Shakistali, where Chandravali and her friends live. If I were to see that place, it reminds me of Chandravali's sharp-tongued gopi friend named Shaivya. Right? Because she'll make all kinds of comments. Because there's going to be, means you're going to have the right and left. They're right, but there's going to be right and left of right. So then Shaivya will be more left, and so she'll make all the comments. Bhadra will be the right of right. You know, and so then she'll be more gentle. You know, just like Lalita is left of left, and so she makes more comments. But they're all in support of Radha and Krishna, while then Shaivyas will not be in support of. So therefore then, we just avoid that. JJ Pratikula Chandrara Shaki Prane Duka Pai Tare Deki. I feel pain in my heart whenever I happen to catch sight of Chandravali's proud girlfriends, for they are all inimical to Radha's crown. So we saw giving up the mundane association, but even within the spiritual, we give up those who is not supportive of Radha and Krishna. But, as we saw before, in the very beginning, that's a very important aspect there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that all those six philosophers and all their speculation and everything like that, that I offer respects from a distance, but I avoid them. So the same with this, we respect all because they're all trying to please Krishna, but they're not trying to please Krishna through Radharani. And so therefore then they're respected from a distance, but you don't want their association, you don't want to hear from them or do anything with them. Does that make sense? So it's very important. Otherwise, no, you don't badmouth. He's making the point, I just feel pain, I don't want to associate, because it's not favorable to Radha and Krishna being together. Radhika kunja andhara kori loite chahe se radhara hari. Chandravali wants to take away Radha's Lord Hari, thus causing the love grove of Radhika to be overcast with the darkness of gloom. Shri Radha Govinda Milana Sukha Pratikula Jana Na Hari Mukha. I never look at the faces of those who wish to obstruct the joy of the union of Radha and Krishna Govinda. Yeah, so we see is that these are, he's talking about giving up things that are not favorable to devotional service. So these things are also not favorable, since our devotional service is serving Srimati Radharani under the direction of Rupa Goswami. Therefore, this is unfavorable. So it's also part of that. Because otherwise, say, oh, we don't care all these. We just, you know, about the niceness and this and that. But then, who do you associate with? What's the thing? Where's the focus? How is it about Krishna? Because otherwise, what you see is that, as we talked before about the vyakti, the vyasti and the samasti. The samasti is Radha and Krishna together. The vyasti is how I'm involved in serving that. And so since these individuals are not about that aspect of the samasti, I went back to swasti and samasti, then it has nothing to do with our vyasti, because our vyasti is connected with that samasti. Our individuality is connected with that principle. And so we just avoid that. But then when those know about, you know, about this and I want to do that and that, they're presenting it. It seems that it has it's dealing with the spiritual platform, but from the vyasti point of view, it doesn't actually include the samasti, because I'll do this, I'll do that. But does Radha and Krishna want you to do that? Do the acharyas want you to do that? Or is it only you want to do that? You know, it's nice that you want to do service, but the thing is how would we, individual jivas, know what is service? How would we know? Do we know Krishna and Radha and what they want? We read some nice things. The scriptures give, you know, some indications, but now that makes us the experts. We're talking about, okay, that's the one thing. We're talking about Nitya Lila, that every day there's some unique facet. So you've heard one pastime or two pastimes or three pastimes on these very intimate. How many pastimes are described in detail? And so now how do you deal eternally? And those ones were described, someone else is doing it. You weren't there. You know? Does that make sense? You know.
This becomes a problem for those who say, even in a position of a maid servant, if we look carefully what happens, it's not my personal feelings, what I experience is a projection of something, because I'm so finely tuned to those who serve Radhika.
Right, yeah, yes.
It's a projection of their feeling on me, and then I feel it, and this is what Bhaktivinoda describes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's just a projection, it's not my personal thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, why would I want to do that?
Yeah, and then so that's the thing, so the Sahajya, it's about themselves and their experience. So it's about my ananda that I get from being there, rather than what Ananda, Radha and Krishna and the other associates are getting there and how I could assist in that. You know? But that's once you attain perfection. But now you, like you're saying, you're reading about it and that's theirs. And by aligning with their will and that subservience, then I can get to experience, you know, some aspect of what they're experiencing, and that gives us the thing. That's the whole point, is that it's about that. Then we become able to appreciate what's there, like that. So it's very, very different. So it's starting with that samasthi aspect, and then vyasthi is connected to that. But that's the problem with these others, it's inductive. They start with themselves. So that becomes the very big thing, is that yes, maybe, you know, certain people could be involved at certain levels and that, but the way it's represented, everybody thinks they can do. So before, from being Uttamas, then it's down to the Madhyamas, could, not necessarily, but could, down to, oh, the universe, you know, it's imperative for the neophytes. When it's like, they haven't even gotten over that, you know, that it's not all about them, how it'll be about Radha and Krishna. So that they hear, that's nice. That's the process. But to take it that, you know, that's, I'm doing that, you know, or I'm doing that kind of bhajan, I'm doing rag bhajan, then that's, no, you can't. That those two don't go together. You know, neophyte and rag bhajan don't go together. If you're doing rag bhajan, you're not a neophyte. You know?
Also, people mistaking that they, you know, I have an interest in rag bhajan,
yeah,
and I actually perform rag bhajan. It's not exactly the
same. Nice, yeah, just like I have an interest in being a billionaire, right? But being one is slightly different, you know.
Because as soon as that thing, you know, pops up in the mind, oh yeah, I'm already there. But now you have to follow the process, then you might be there, you know, one day.
Yeah, now one thing is there is then, what happens? You're doing someone else's service. You know, their service isn't the actual position, it's your service. So it makes it about you. So it's actually an impersonal, because Prabhupada says being Krishna or being the devotee are both impersonalism. So that's why before this song had to very strongly kick out impersonalism. I never look at the faces of those who wish to obstruct the joy of the union of Sri Radha and Govinda. Yeah.
So. I think that will end.
Yeah, okay. Radha pratikula jateka jana sambhashane kabu na hoya mana. I do not find any pleasure in conversing with those who are members of a camp opposed to Radha. Right, so therefore those camps that are not opposed, that are either friendly or at least neutral, you can have a proper discussion, because they're not opposed to Radha and Krishna being together. They may be doing something else and all that, and they could be engaged, or they may, if the opportunity is there, they may work together. Just like you have a Maharas or something like that. So those camps that work, they can work together about Radha and Krishna. But on their own, then they would be in their own blue groups and doing. Bhakti Vinoda Sri Radha Charane Sanpeche Parana Ativa Jatane. Bhakti Vinod has entrusted his soul with great care unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Right, so he says he's entrusted his soul with great care. So it's not just he just says, and then it's a matter of trying to then follow in the footsteps of those who are here. So this is a general thing. Then, you know, with time we'll see, it'll get more detail. So. Does that make sense? So there's a principle there. That's a mentality. So those are taken as, oh, those are basic, and the details are the main. No, this is the main thing. And if that's understood, then details can come. Like if you understand the principles of cooking, you can get into a detail of a recipe. But if you don't understand the principles of cooking, I get into the detail, it won't mean anything. You know, like that. Sixth principle of surrender. Bhakti anukul matra karera svikara. Acceptance of activities favorable to pure devotion. Four songs. Song one. Tua bhakti anukula jj karya hoy parama jatane tata koribo nischoy. I will surely execute with utmost care those activities favorable to your pure devotional service. Bhakti anukula jata vishaya samsare koribo tahate rati indriera dvare. I will feel fondness for those things in this world which are conducive to pure devotion, and with my senses I will engage them in your service. Shunibo tomara kata jatana koriya, dekibo tomara dhamma nayana bhoriya. I will carefully listen to all discussions concerning you, and the satisfaction of my eyes will be to behold your divine abode. So it's slightly different than what we were discussing before, no? So he will listen to discussions concerning, he will, the satisfaction of his eyes is behold, you know, the transcendental realm, like that, so Mayapur, Vrindavan, you know, or as it's described in the scriptures, because you're going to see, you hear, and then the mind you can see, like that. Tomara prasade deho koribo poshan naivedya tulasi grana koribo graham. I will nourish my body with the sacred remnants of your food. I will smell the sweet scent of tulsi leaves adorning those offerings. So we see it's like that other, the previous one, it had the song where it went through all the things that you want to avoid. And also, yeah. Kara dvare koribo tomara seva sada tomara vasati stale basibo sarvada sarvada. With my hands I will always execute your service, and I will forever dwell in that place where you abide. Right? So now he's taken his ears, his eyes, his tongue, his smell, and his hands. So he's dealt with all the senses like that. And he'll stay in that place where is Krishna's abode. So that means, you know, in the temple, in his dham, you know, in a community that the deity is the center, or, you know, some kind of aspect where things are always about Krishna. You know, or even in your own house where there's deities and all that, but it's about, you're in the house because the deities are there. And that you're doing things around there. So if you go somewhere else, it's not about the place. You've gone to a new place. It's that's where the deities are. That's where you're serving. Tomara sevaya kama niyoga koribo. Tomara videshi jane krodha dekaibo. I will employ my desires in your devotional service, and I will show my anger to those who are envious of you. So that's the, you know, how anger can be. Yeah, so just those things means everything about one's desires, will try to connect it all to Krishna, as we're, you know, in the beginning stages may have more desires, but you connect them to Krishna and get purified. And then you'll see which ones are actually useful, which ones are necessary. Because in the nature, you have those that are more inherent, you know, just in what you do and how you do things and what's necessary. And then you have those which have just been picked up by association. I mean, it's all, of course, ultimately, but just they're doing it, so you're doing it, but actually it doesn't work for you. So all those can be dropped. So then it comes down to you, no, you have to eat like this, or dress like this, or stay in this kind of a place, or, you know, this kind of a schedule. And so then it all becomes engaged in Krishna's service. And then those who oppose devotional service, who are envious, then one will be not happy with that, not trying, no, we should all work together, not like that. E rupe sarva vritti ara sarva bhava tua anukula hoye labdhuka prabhava. In this way, May all of my propensities and emotions earn spiritual potency by being favorably dovetailed in your interest. Right? So whatever it is, you somehow or another see some way that is connected to the Lord. You're not rationalizing. You're seeing it, how this would be, can be used, and so you're using it. And even if our rationalization is correct, it's not about rationalizing. It's about, I want to engage these things in Krishna service, rather than showing the connection so that I can do them, though I'm not actually worried about them engaging. Other people complain, why are you doing this? And so I find the rationale why I can do this. But here he's pointing that I have these desires. I know that it's not great because it's connected with my conditioning. But I've connected to the Lord, so in that way then I can, my nature can be engaged. So there's a difference there. Like that. Tua bhakta anukula jaha jaha kori. Tua bhakti anukula boli taha dori. Anything I do which gives pleasure to your devotees, I will embrace as conducive to your devotional service. So serving Vaishnav seva, because that's the actual central point of devotional service. We're serving Vaishnavas. And that, because they're serving Krishna. And so as servant of the servant, so naturally we're serving Vaishnavas. And so it's just a natural thing. That would be the mentality. So if the devotees are pleased, then you know that Krishna will be pleased. Bhakati vinoda nahi jane dharma dharma bhakti anakula tara hao shava karma. Well, it's dharma dharma. Bhakti vinoda knows neither religion nor irreligion. He simply prays that all his activities be favorable for pure devotion unto you. Footnote 31. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. So he's not looking at it, is it the religious thing to do or is it irreligious? He's looking, how does it please Krishna? So we may have a discussion on what's, you know, pretty cool. It's not favorable. And so this is not favorable or that, or this is favorable. But it has to always be seen how it's favorable to please Krishna. Not just it's favorable for the activity. But you have to make sure the activity is favorable to Krishna, and that way of going about it will also bring about that result. You know, it's just like I could do something in which I efficiently get something done in a few days, but I disturb the whole Vaishnava community because it should have been something I discussed, we go through, we work out a plan, and it might have taken 3 weeks. But I'm looking at it, no, this service being done for Krishna, and so we want it to be efficient, so therefore I can do it in 3 days, which may be the truth. But because he didn't involve everybody, it's not a community aspect, you know, in that, you know, something that does involve them. It's another thing you want to blow your nose, you don't have to go and ask the community. So then the point is if the community is not pleased, how is it pleasing to Krishna? You can say, I got the work done and the result for Krishna, but Krishna is about the bhakti and about the devotees and the cooperation and all that. So then that becomes important. So the whole point is therefore, how do I see it? I see it by, not by what's right or wrong on either the material platform, or just simply, I see it as what is service to Krishna, what's been recommended by the acharyas, and what's not been recommended. And so then I try to see it that way. And as you'll see, is piety is the distortion of bhakti. So therefore, you'll see in most places it lines up very nicely. But in some places, bhakti is beyond those things. So yes, maybe you're not doing the Shraddha rites every year for your, you know, great-grandparents. But the point is you're worshipping Krishna. And so therefore, all that's taken care of. Song 2. Godruma dhame bhajana anukule Mathura Sri Nandishwara Samatule. In the land of Godruma in Navadvip, which is very conducive for performing devotional service of the Supreme Lord, and which is non-different from the sacred place of Braja called Nandagram, in the holy district of Mathura. Tahi Maha Surabhi Kunja Kutire Baito Bhun Hama Sura Tatini Tire. There I will settle down in a small cottage within the grove called Surabhi Kunja, on the bank of the celestial Ganga River. Gaura Bhakta Priya Vesha Dadhana Tilaka Tulasi Mala Shobha Mana. I will put on the garb that is dear to the devotees of Lord Gaurasundar, including the 12 Vaishnav Tilak markings on my body and beautiful beads of tulsi wood around my neck. You know, so what's dear to the devotees of Lord Gauranga? So, you know, what's the standard, how they dress? Right? Like we were talking about Brahmananda Bharati. He wore something that sannyasis would wear, renunciates would wear, yogis could wear, but it wasn't pleasing to the Lord and the devotees. You know, Champaka, Bokula, Kadamba, Tamal, Ropato, Niramibho, Kunja, Vishal. Then, by planting flowering trees like Champak, Bokula, Kadamba, and Tamal, I will cultivate an extensive grove by my cottage. Madhavi, Malati, Utabhun, Tahe, Chaya, Mandapa, Korobun, Nahi, Mahe. I will drape Madhavi and Malati jasmine creepers upon the trees. In this way, make a shady bower in their midst. Ropobun tatra kushuma vana raji juti jati mali virad jabo saji. I will plant row upon row of various forest flowers, including different kinds of jasmine like yuti, jati, and mali. All these will be present there, arrayed in a charming fashion. So you're making a wonderful place, and it's not just putting anything anywhere, you're doing it so it'll look very nice. It's a nice arrangement, just the arrangement itself is nice, and then on top of that you have all. It means it's very nice. So the flowers are there, but it's a nice arrangement. So it's not about the arrangement, it's about the flowers. But the point is the flowers and the nice arrangement. And it's not about the flowers, it's about arranging that for Krishna's pleasure. So for Krishna's pleasure, there's flowers in a nice arrangement.
So many different kinds of jasmine flowers.
Yeah, I think there's 15. So these will be prominent ones.
And I read somewhere that Mallika are the most favorite jasmine for Krishna. Out of all.
Yeah. Mali, I think, is very, very... Oh, that's Madhavi, Malati jasmine. So this is another one, that's Malati, this is Mali. So I'm not sure which ones are which. Like what we have here, Lok Bengali, they call it Bailey. But I'm not sure which one. We also have the star jasmine, so which one that is. It's kind of like a creeper a bit. But they're very nice flowers. The white flowers are Krishna's favorite. They have the best smell.
In the south we get this Malika.
Okay, you get it.
Very, very, very intense and
small. Yeah, good. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is planting all this in his... So he's staying in a simple kunj, but around him is a nice garden with all these flowers. Manse basaobun tulasi maharani kirtana saja tahi rakabo ani. I will install the Empress Tulsi on an elevated platform in this garden. Then procure all necessary paraphernalia for having kirtan, such as madanga drums, kartals, and gongs, and place them there. Vaishnava jana saha gaobun nama jaya goduruma jaya gora kidhama. Then I will commence singing the holy names of the Lord in the company of the Vaishnavas. We will sing all glories to the island of Goduruma, all glories to the divine abode of Lord Gaurachandra. Bhakati Vinoda Bhakti Anukul Jaya Kunja Munja Sura Nadi Kul. Bhakti Vinoda is favorably disposed to pure devotional service. All glories to Surabhi Kunja, to its tall reeds and to the banks of the celestial Ganga. Yes, we can see the positive is, you know, what's favorable. Like that. So we see is also when you go in this way, then the form, how it goes. It means in the beginning you're going towards this way, the same way as then coming down. It also has things, so the advanced things are here. We're starting out here and then going down.
Also the aspect of the treasures for the Vaishnavas is like what you can offer to the Lord. And among them flowers, comes like one of the foremost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
rather than focusing on something else which is valued in the material sphere.
Yeah.
And we focus our energy in this.
Yes, Krishna, five main things Krishna likes. Nice foodstuffs, nice flowers, nice smells, I think nice clothes, nice ornaments, like that. That's the main five, those that are on. So that's why then, see, like with Giriraj, you put more emphasis on those. On Shaligram, there's more on the overall detailing of the 16 items. Song 3. Shura Bhakata Chara Nalenu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikara Mula.
The famous one.
Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection as well as the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Madhavatiti bhakti janani jatane palana kori Krishna vasati vasati boli parama adare bori. I observe with great care the holy days commemorating the pastimes of Lord Madhava, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Gora Amara Seshavastane Koralo Brahmana Range Seshavastana Heribo Ami Pranayi Bhakata Sange. All those places where my Lord Gaurasunda traveled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. Mridanga Vadya Shuniti Man Abhasara Sadajache Gora Vihita Kirtana Shuni Anande Hridaya Nache. My mind ever longs for the opportunity to hear the music of the mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy. Jugalamurti Dekhiya Mora Parama Ananda Hoy Prasada Seva Korite Hoya Shakala Prapancha Jaya. Beholding the deity forms of the divine couple, Shri Radha and Krishna, I feel the greatest joy. By honoring the Lord's prasad, I conquer over all worldly illusions. Jadina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete goloko bhai charana siddhi dekhiya ganga shuka na sima pai. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship service of Lord Hari taking place there. When I see the Ganga, the river of nectar, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. Right, so he sees that when you're worshipping the Lord, then the house becomes Goloka. So that's the point. I won't live anywhere else where it's not the Lord's dham. So that means that if you're always worshipping the Lord, the Lord's worship is going on, then that place then becomes the Lord's dham, Lord's abode. Tulasi Dekhi Juraya Pran Madhava Toshani Jani Gaura Priya Saka Sevane Jivana Sartaka Mani. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Madhava. By tasting the green leafy preparations named Shak, a great favorite of Lord Gauranga's, I consider life worthwhile. Okay. Slightly different than when I become a billionaire, then life's worthwhile. I taste the shock, then the favor of Lord Chaitanya. Bhakati Vinoda Krishna Bhajane Anakul Paya Jaha Prati Divase Paramasuke Svikara Korai Taha. Whatever Bhakti Vinod obtains that is favorable for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Right? So what you can do in a day, because we may make our plans, but what actually comes up, what actually opportunities are there that are there for serving the Lord, we take those, because we may have our plan, I'm going to do this, and then something else comes up. And so then whatever it is, however is coming up, you just take it all and engage in the Lord's service, and everything becomes perfect. Song 4. Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutir Govardhana Parvata Jamuna Tir. The cottage in the grove on the bank of Radhakud, the great Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Jamuna River. Kusuma Sarova Manasa Ganga, Kalindi Nandini Vipula Taranga. The Kusum Sarova Lake, the Manasa Ganga Stream, the daughter of Mount Kalinda, the Jamuna River, with her many waves. Vamsi Vata Gokula Dhira Samhira, oh Dhira Samhira. Brindavana Taru Latika Banya, the Vamsi Vata Banyan Tree, the town of Gokula, the holy place Dhira Samhira. The trees and creepers and reeds of Vrindavan. Dhira Samhira. Where's Dhira Samhira? It's on the bank of the Jamuna. So it must be someplace or another. Kaga Mriga Kula, Malaya Bhatas, Mayura Brahmara Murale Vilas. The different varieties of birds and deer, the cooling breeze from the Malaya mountains, the peacocks, the bumblebees, the pastimes of the low-pitched Murali flute. Venu, Shringa, Pada, Chihna, Megha, Mala, Vasanta, Shashanka, Shanka, Karatala. The high-pitched Venu flute, the buffalo horn bugle, the footprints of the Lord and his consort in the dust of Braja. The wreaths of blackish range clouds, springtime, the moon, the conch shell, and the kartals. Jugala vilasa anukula jani, lila vilase buddhipaka mani. All these I know to be very favorable for the blissful pastimes of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. I recognize them as transcendental stimulants, buddhipaka, for intensifying the Lord's charming pastimes. So, we see here is that, like I mentioned before, the worship of the Vaishnavas, the service to the Vaishnavas, and that's the most important thing. And then, you know, and then all those things, opportunities for serving the Lord, seeing everything there, then all these different places of pastimes and paraphernalia of the Lord, then these all become udipan for remembering the Lord. So that's the aspect that these things inspire you, rather than, no, only when I'm hearing intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that's inspiring. That means, well, what about the places and the people involved? So then that means it's not actually complete, because if you don't appreciate the Vaishnavas, how can you appreciate any of this? And then of that, then the places will be important. You know, it's a natural progression. Se Sabha Chodato Kanhi Nahi Jao Se Sabha Chodato Parana Harao. I refuse to go anywhere if these stimulants of devotional service are not there. For to abandon them is to abandon life itself. So, therefore, he's always going to remember. Either he's going to be in those places and always be absorbed, or wherever he is, he's going to be absorbed. But the point is without being absorbed in these things, then what's the point? That's life itself. That's the actual, what one's trying to get to. This is favorable. Bhakati vinoda kohe shunokan tua udipaka hamara paran. Bhakti Vinod says, please hear me, O Kana. All the things that stimulate remembrance of you are the very source of my life. Right? So that udipan and all that, that's the most important. So you don't see so much attention given to that. But that's actually the thing. Is those, because the qualities of Krishna are there, that the rati is for. Then there's the particular aspects that inspire the udipans and all that. That those are there. So only if that's there, then the whole rasa starts. Because if we talk about the lila, then we're hearing, it's Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, and we're becoming purified. But to actually generate the udipan, that therefore our rati is directly involved, that means then you have to, that has to be important to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how does it start? How do you start the...
Maharaj, this is the aspect where we become more selective from the general Vedic principles to what exactly we follow in our own sampradaya.
You have that, You have that, but it's a matter of the principles are going to be the same in all sampradayas because you're dealing with the same person. But depending on the flavor that's there in worshiping that person, so therefore the particular form and the particular moods that are there, the particular expressions, then you might have some seemingly, you know, the details may be different. But otherwise you see is that when they're talking about, you know, people talk about, oh, you know, ritualism, the 16 items and that. When they're talking about Radha Krishna's pastimes, the devotees that are performing in those pastimes, doing service in those pastimes, much of what they're doing is directly compared by the acharyas to the 16 items of devotional service. You know, as they're saying they're doing this, this is the snana, this is the, you know, giving asan, this is, you're bringing them to the kunja. He's making arrangement for the kunja. So you build the altar and all that. Then they're brought there and all that. So that would be the, you know, that'll be the asana and swagatam. They're seeing that they're comfortable out there. Then they do all the different services. It may be done not in a mood of on reverence or in majesty, but still the principles are the same. I mean, just as Prabhu mentioned earlier, is that when you have the satkaryavad, is that it's there in Krishna, therefore then it comes down into the details. So they may offer more on those kind of things, and it's very nice and all that, but it doesn't mean it's not there. Radharani brushes her teeth, Krishna brushes her teeth. So it may have one kind of form in Brajalila and another kind of form in the in Vaikuntha Lila. You know, much more opulent and things like that. And so it's all really nice, you know, it's all nice stuff. But the point is you're doing that for serving Krishna, not impressed.
Well,
the taste.
No, it's not the original taste. It's a ginger tea, no sugar, which keeps me.
Okay, because I noticed how you just kind of.
Yeah, it's basically it's medicine.
Okay.
In the model of a nice tea.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense? So that's why there shouldn't be so much of these difficulties between the sampradayas, because if you're talking on what's the positive things and the negative things, these are the same for everybody. You know, you don't associate with those who are against the worship of your Lord. You know, all these different things. These are universal, because Vaishnavism is a universal principle. It's the only universal principle. That's what we're saying. Is that's the samasi aspect, is that the Lord serves the Vaishnavas. That's the universal element. You know, and so therefore if we want to serve, if we want to have common ground with the Lord, we have to serve the Vaishnavas. Right? Because Krishna is taking care of super soul, he's in everyone's heart and fulfills all the desires of everyone. So that means what is he doing? He's interacting with everyone based on their position. So if we're interacting with those who serve Krishna, then we have, he's interacting with the Vaishnavas. We serve the Vaishnavas. Now we have a common point with Krishna. Without that, there isn't anything. So then you can have on these spices like that, and they'll see, okay, that's nice. You know, because for them, it's there in their path. They have this in their ontology somewhere, but it just may not be prominent. It means individuals within these Vaikuntha lines, they worship Radha and Krishna. But it's specific individuals. In general, it's there. But they'll generally, it's more this. So what they're seeing is, my Lord of Vaikuntha is performing these wonderful pastimes. Rather than, you know, Raja Krishna and Radharani, they also expand and perform these Vaikuntha pastimes. Right? So this aspect of ontology is eternally present in the Lord. We see the difference here, but it's also in the spiritual world. So therefore, the aspects of the Icha, that becomes your Braja. You know, the Kriya and Jnana, that becomes your Vaikuntha. You know, when there's the mix, you know, I mean, all three will be there, of course, but when the prominence is on this, the Braja, when it's kind of a balance between them, that'll be, you know, Dwarka. And then when it's more on this, it'll be there. So they're eternal natures of Krishna. Like that. So, you know, because Purushas are expanding from Vasudeva, and so when Vasudeva performs his pastimes there, then they have that flavor. But when Vasudeva is serving Krishna in that feature, then it takes on another mood. Yeah?
Yeah, I think as you explained that he is a Purna Shakti man and she is Purna Shakti.
Yes.
So in the same way, the Achintya Veda Tattva is a complete philosophy,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't mean that the others are incomplete. They're complete in themselves,
yes.
being part of the complete whole.
Become part of the complete whole.
So this aspect, because we see the difference, where we have to balance it with the vision of oneness.
Mm.
So in this way, we don't have any issues
yes.
with other sampradayas.
Yes, yes.
But if we see the difference without balance of oneness,
mm-hmm.
what is the unifying principle, then, because I've seen many devotees not being satisfied in ISKCON for
mm-hmm.
whatever reasons,
mm-hmm.
went to Madhvas, to Shri's, to Radhakund, and then back to mundane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And it's very sad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like, what to do? Yeah, so that's why all these elements are there. They have so much significance. So much significance, all these things. Yeah. So let's just appreciate. So he says, thus ends the description of the six processes of surrender known as Sharanagati. So the whole point is you're avoiding anything that's not favorable to pleasing Krishna. You're accepting whatever is favorable to pleasing Krishna. You're accepting that association of the Vaishnavas and service to them, and avoiding anybody who is opposed to devotional service. And then all those things that are directly connected to Krishna means you're engaging all the indirect things that are connected to Krishna, that way elevating. And by the direct things, then you're always engaged on that transcendental platform. And then all the elements within that are assisting in those pastimes, and those all become very, very valuable. All the persons, all the places, all the, you know, the flute, the trees, you know, everything. So it just becomes, that's then the whole process of surrender. And to do that, one has to become humble. It's one of the points of surrender, meek and humble. So that's why taking up activities in that will increase pride aren't good. So even if one is doing something and it's a service to Krishna, bona fide, you're getting good results in service to Krishna, and that's very good. But if pride is also arising, Krishna will act in such a way to remove the pride. And then if the pride is more important than Krishna's service, then we'll have great trouble, because then we're not being recognized, we're not this, you know, where's my identity, who am I, and all this. But if we take it, oh, Krishna's trying to bring about that humility, then we're able to appreciate that the service has to be done with the right attitude, because right? That's the point of Prajumna. If it's not the right attitude, then it doesn't. It won't be as pleasing to Krishna if it's done in the right attitude. So the right service under the right authority, in the right attitude, you know, with the, you know, then that's what will be pleasing to Krishna. So that's all the aspects that were there. And then next will come Bhajan Lasa, hankering for divine service. Okay. Says here, the first nine songs of Bhajan Lasa are based on Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. First song is based on the first verse of Upadeshamrita. A sober person can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urgence of the tongue, belly, and genitals as qualified to make disciples all over the world. So that, like this, I'll go through and do a song on each verse. Yeah. You know, so now that we've established what's favorable and it's all about this, now we'll go through it from that perspective, and then you'll see all the different things again. Because otherwise, before, we'll all go down on this point, but it's only a point to point out these weaknesses or these other things, because we want to avoid associating with those who have attitudes that are opposed to the Lord. Therefore, then the rejection of those unfavorable aspects of the different schools and philosophies and practices and lifestyles and all that. Not that avoiding them itself is the important thing. No, that's important because of its connection with devotional service. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.